Rightio, the statement says, okay, it has come to our attention that some people are unsure of Hillside's church stance on some of the government requirements that we're being directed to comply with. The eldership have agreed to adhere to the WA government's public health COVID-19 requirements, which includes the wearing of masks in all church meetings held indoors. We are aware that this is uncomfortable. As you know, Hillside Campus is comprised of Hillside Church, Woolridge Country Estate, Hillside Christian College, Tabor College and the Cafe and HCCO, which are all managed under very different government regulations and requirements. The eldership at Hillside are continually in prayer and in his word seeking his direction and counsel and committed to our utmost to ensure each Hillside entity holds to its mission and purpose. Hebrews 13:16-18 says, and do not forget to do good, to share with others, for with such sacrifices God is pleased. Have confidence in your leaders and submit to their authority, because they keep watch over you as those who must give an account. Do this so their work will be a joy, not a burden, for what would be of no benefit to you. Pray for us. We are sure that we have a clear conscience and desire to live honourably in every way. And I just want to stop it there. I just want to say the eldership of this church have put everyone in prayer. They pray for you regularly, and their heart is for unity, and their heart is to do what is the best for this place. Okay? Our prayer for us all is that our joy will not be taken from us. For we know that when the enemy has our joy, he has our faith as well. So let us remember to love and respect one another. These are trying times for many in our community. The government has not asked us to stop preaching the gospel, and our doors are always open to all. We just ask that you respect the church leadership's decision and adhere to Hillside standing. Okay, just the mask requirements under the public health face mask requirements direction. Face masks are currently required to be worn at all indoor settings, including churches and workplace. This means that here at Hillside, people are required to wear masks when indoors on church premises, whether it be here or in the office, seated or when moving around in the church service or gathering, including when leaving a seat to receive communion, singing, obviously, entering or exiting the church building space. In the workplace, including the church office and any church meetings, unless you can maintain physical distance from other people in their workplace. See exemptions, and we'll go to the exemptions in a minute. However, with the rapid spread of COVID-19, the Western Australian government is strongly recommending that people wear masks at all times while at work, particularly when talking with colleagues, whether seating or standing, workers who move around the workplace or have frequent contact with people. Okay, exemptions. People who hold medical exemptions are not required to wear masks in buildings. If people do have an exemption and do not wear a mask in the... people do not have an exemption and do not wear a mask in the church, they may be subjected to being prosecuted by government authorities if and when inspected. You will not be prosecuted by us, okay? Children under the age of 12 are not required to wear a face mask. Workers and educators may temporarily remove their face mask in situations where clear enunciation or visibility of the mouth, such as me being up here, is essential. These include preaching, leading, service leading, and singing, leading, singing. A person may temporarily remove their face mask to eat and drink at church gatherings when seated. So my little hint is, bring a water bottle with you, people. All right. A person may temporarily remove their face mask and receive communion. All right, in closing, Titus 3:8-9 says, it is a trustworthy saying, and I want you to stress these things so that those who have trusted in God may also be careful to devote themselves to doing what is good. These things are excellent and profitable for everyone. But avoid, okay? Avoid foolish controversies and genealogies and arguments and quarrels about the law, because these are unprofitable and useless. All right, I've seen it in all the church. So I've been away, the church, not just Hillside, but everywhere. There is a disunity. And I've got to say this, the devil is into disunity. And this year, Hillside, we're going to get real with God. That's part of our vision. But I want to bring back the unity of the church, not just here at Hillside, but in the body of Christ in the city. And there's a big, strong well with a lot of pastors that are meeting together. And a lot of the burdens that are laid on the pastors are the burdens of that their congregation are in conflict with one another. And that's not what God wants. And that's not what we should be seeking either. Love and respect. Okay, so bless you all. Love Pastor Kerry and the eldership and the Hillside Church. All right, so that's the statement. As I said, there's copies out the back if you want to get them. So anyway, let's move right along. This morning I want to share with you my heart and let you know what I believe the Lord's telling me about the desires for Hillside Church for 2022 beyond. In short, it's getting real with God. Can everyone say, get real with God? Yeah, that's that. You're talking to me, okay? So thank you for that. I'm telling you, get real with God. In short, it's getting real with God. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Right, that's what we're getting real with this year. And with the guidance of the Lord, we want to continue to build on those foundations at Hillside Church and keep growing Christ's kingdom both here locally and globally with the power and prayer of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, did you know that the church in this area started off 86 years ago? The church in this area, 86 years ago, a couple of boys drowned in a well. And just to give you some background, a couple of guys came back, rode out from Vic Park on horseback and ministered to the family. And they suddenly realized that there was a need for the Word of God. So they started a Sunday school. I think Jim Wells' relatives was part of that. He's here. Just wave, Jim. Where are you? Oh, he's just gone out, is he? Oh, there you go. Well, bring him back in. Anyway, so from that, the Word of God and the church grew in this area. And then over time, in the 70s, the charismatic renewal, you know, and the Holy Spirit came in and invaded a lot of these little churches, and bang, the Holy Spirit and Pentecostalism and everything formed. And then so this church started from there. So really, we're 86 years old coming in. And then in the early 70s, Pastor Fred drove past in his car and saw mandarins for sale for a dollar. Now, he's got an eye for a bargain, Pastor Fred. So he stopped the car and he bought the mandarins, and he asked the man, he goes, "Oh, you're selling your property. How much do you want for it?" And he said, "Oh, I want $100,000. Now, you go back into the early 70s and $100,000 is quite a lot of money. It's quite a lot of land as well. So Pastor Fred, he prayed and he went to the church, and in a couple of weekends, I think they raised $25,000 as a deposit. And he went back to the gentleman who owned this land here, and he said, here's your $25,000. And the guy nearly fell over backwards. See, the church doesn't have money. You know, I reckon Pastor Fred, I don't know this, but I reckon he would have said, yeah, but God does. There's cattle on all the hills, you know. So he's God does. So in 2 years' time, they paid off the $100,000. This church did. Since then, Hillside has grown into one of Perth's most talked about churches. You may not think that. We're not a large congregation. But I tell you what, each and every one of you, because you're the church of Hillside, you're the people of Hillside, you pack a mighty punch in this community. You do. We do. You know, you'll see how big this place actually is and how much it's gotten. from $100,000 to multi-million dollars worth of assets. And it's not because of one particular person, it's because of God first and faithful people praying and seeing and gifted people using their gifts and talents to help this place grow and become what God wanted it to be. Amen? So each and every one of you is responsible for the growth of what's going on here, because you're all gifted in all different ways. All right. Remember that it is He that will build His church and community, and you're all a part of this amazing testament to God's amazing provision. Now, firstly, our vision at Hillside is what? I'll give you a bit of a hint. It's been up the back here for a few years. You know, you've just totally wrecked the whole thing. I've been saying to a lot of pastors, say, you know, my congregation, if you ask them come in here and say what the vision is, they'll be able to tell you straight away. Now, let's wipe that, Devin, from the tape. Firstly, our vision at Hillside is? There you go, told you so. Anyway, so Romans 12, 1-8 says, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, when you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, His pleasing and perfect will. For by the grace given to me, I say to every one of you. Right, get ready. Do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not have all the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all others. I love that bit of scripture. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. You know, the thing I really dislike is when people come up to me and say, oh, I had a word for so-and-so, and I should have given it to them. Yes, you should have given it to them. If the Lord gives you a word for someone, you give it to them, because it could be an encouraging word. It could be a real word in season and time. Just last week, I heard of a fantastic story where someone was sitting in their seat and someone went and prayed for them, and it ignited their hope to be part of the family. You know, it's like us. If you see anyone sitting by themselves or standing by themselves, please go up to them. I'll get into that later on. But anyway, our mission statement. What's our mission statement? In love, we bring hope to the world through faith in Jesus' name. Now, Matthew 18:28-20 said, then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples. How? How do we go and make disciples? By love, we bring hope to the world through faith in Jesus' name. That's how we make disciples. We see someone, we speak to them, we build a relationship with them, and we walk with them. Okay. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of age. So don't be afraid of going up to someone and talking to them, because God is with you. You know, I used to play rugby. I was talking to someone the other day, and I said, the only reason why I like playing rugby rather than AFL, I played a lot of AFL as well, but in rugby, you know, I used to have my whole team behind me. And man, you know, I, I used to love playing for Midland Hills Rugby because we had all these big Maori boys, you know, and boy, they liked a bit of a, anyway, but that, you know, so I was one of those little guys. I was a little wah, but I could step back and go, there you go, boys. Sort them out. Whereas in AFL, you're all, it's just all single sport. It's a, you know, it is a team, but you're not, you've got your team with you. So anyway, I don't know why I got onto that, but got excited. Hillside is bigger than something. Now this year we have some new staff. And I want to introduce you to all of them this morning. And you're going to hear from them. You're just going to hear a quick part of what their passion and vision is. And I believe we're to do this. But firstly, I just want to ask Stacey and her team. And I'll ask the elders to come up and pray for her singly because they've got to get the kids and go to kids' church. So could I ask Stace to come up? Got a microphone down there.
Good morning. Right, well, I don't know how long I've got, but I'll go as quick as I can. So I was thinking about what I wanted to share this morning. And the first thing I thought was I just want to read a scripture to you. It's a scripture most of you will be familiar with, and it is from Proverbs, and it's Proverbs 22:6. Sorry, I beg your pardon. I've got the wrong thing open. Hold on. This is not going well, is it? So it's 22:6. I'm just going to say it from memory. It says, bring a child up in the way that he should go, and when he is older, he will not depart from it. Words to that effect. I think I've got that right. And that's my heart for the children. The children, I want them to be planted in God's word. I want them to be rooted and growing in God's word. So my heart for them is that they will enjoy coming here, but more than anything, that they will understand that God is with them now, that they can read the Bible and understand it now, and that the word of God will lead them through every situation in their life. They actually don't need to go find other answers elsewhere. That's, the Bible is where it's at. God's word is where it's at. You know, I was just thinking about how the times that we're living in now, and I don't know, people of my generation, I know a lot of people who say, oh, you know, we don't need religion anymore, we've got science. But the times that we're living in now show us, people say, oh, the science has changed. The science has changed. You can't put your faith in science. Science is good, right? Science is great. I'm not bagging science. And if you're into science here, science is awesome. It's the study of God's creation. That's amazing. But you can't put your faith in that. You can't build your life on it. You can't build your life on what politicians say. You can't build your life on what other people in the world say, celebrities, you know, people who are like spiritual gurus. You can't build your life on that. You can build your life on the word of God. And so my heart for our children is that they grow up and understand that they need to be rooted in the word of God, that everything they do comes out of their understanding of that and their knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. That's my heart. This year we're doing a program that is about how the whole Bible points towards Jesus from the very beginning to the very end. Everything points towards Jesus. So I just want the kids to understand that when they read the Bible, look for what God's trying to say to them about what Jesus has done for them. And their lives will be rooted in his word if we can get that into them. So I just want to ask, if you are a parent in this room, please talk to your kids about what they've learnt in Sunday school. It's not up to us to do all the discipleship. It's actually up to you guys, your position to do that during the week. And if you have got children up there or if you've got a heart for children, please come and see me. We always need more volunteers. The kids need to see that what they're doing up there is valued by the whole church family. So it's great to have lots of people involved. Please come speak to me if you'd like to jump on the roster. We'd love to have you come join our team. And we've got such an awesome group of kids. I just love them so much. We have such good fun with them, such a good laugh. And they actually take in so much and they amaze me every week with what they've remembered. So come and join our team and just pray for our kids. If you can't join the team, pray for them because they're growing up in a world that's different to the rest of us. Very different. So they need everything that God can give them. Even these little ones that are screaming down the front, pray for them. So anyway, we do appreciate all your prayers and your thoughts, guys. And we appreciate our team, who are amazing. They serve just faithfully every week. They're just awesome. And yeah, we just want more people to come join us. So that would be great. Thank you very much.
I'm sold.
Sorry.
I'm sold. And no, stay here. We're just going to get some of the elders to pray for you. Stacey's got a real heart and a real passion. You saw that. And I wanted you to understand and get to hear her passion for our children. And I know some of you older people might be wanting to go, oh, I want to be part of this, because she's a great communicator. And we're going to be hearing more from Stace this year, from here as well, from the platform. So, elders, just want to, a couple of you, just pray for her and bless her for this year. And
Heavenly Father, we just give you thanks for Stacey. We thank you for her heart to sow seed into the lives of the young ones. You know, I just remember, and I shared a little bit about my testimony. I went to Sunday school. My mum and dad never went to church. But I believe in those times, that's when seeds were sown in my life. And then, let's say, 15 years later, I found the Lord. And she's doing amazing things. So I just thank you, Lord, for what you are doing in our children, Father, and what's happening across this church. Lord, we just thank you and praise you for fertile minds. And those seeds will never go to waste. Hallelujah. So, Lord, strengthen Stacey. Strengthen her team, Father, so that they can just pour out. And they're just such a blessing to us as a body of Christ. So pour it out over them in Jesus' mighty name.
Stace, I just saw a picture while you were talking earlier of you and the kids dancing in puddles. And you had your gumboots on and you were teaching the kids that it's okay to get wet and it's okay to dance in puddles. And I don't know what that means, but I'm sure the Lord will reveal it to you. But, yeah, Lord, I just pray that you seal that word in her heart and that as she teaches these kids that in all that's going on in the world, it's okay to dance in puddles. And, Lord, that it's okay to have fun in the midst of what's going on. I just pray, Lord, that those little hearts will be prepared by you to receive the seeds that are sown. In Jesus' name we pray. And, Lord, I pray for Stace when she feels overwhelmed, when she feels like she's tired, Lord, that you'll just give her a strength and a peace that passes understanding. Lord, that she will have more than what she realises to do what she needs to do because you are her strength, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Do we have her helpers, all the helpers in the children's church? Can you just stand? Can you just stand, everyone that's helping? Just want to pray over you for this year. Wow, thank you. And if you'd like to be a helper too, Heavenly Father, I just pray, Lord, for these beautiful people. Heavenly Father, as they are parents themselves, and Lord, and some aren't, but some, Lord, most of them are, Lord, I just pray a blessing upon their household and their families. Lord, I pray a blessing upon their marriages right now. And Lord, I just pray, Lord, give them the strength. Lord, give them the grace. Give them the mercy, Lord, in teaching all the kids. But Lord, I pray, Holy Spirit, fill them afresh each Sunday morning before they are to come to church, Lord, that there is peace in their home. And Lord, I just pray, Lord, an almighty blessing upon them as they go out today and over this year teaching and preaching to our children. We just thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thanks, guys. Thank you very much. All right, the children's church may go now. Remember what that word was. You can go jump in the... No, I won't say that. So if anyone had a problem with that word, please, it's k@hillside.org.au. All right, so other part of our pastoral team... obviously, Pastor Craig, he left. He's gone to work for Scripture Union. And while I was away, we spent Australia Day together down in Busselton. We had a lot of laughter and it was a good time. He sends his love and thanks to you all. So a lot of people were saying, oh, my goodness, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? So I just went into prayer. I knew Craig was leaving quite a few months before. But so I just started praying and it's... It's hard having someone leave that you've been working with so long, and then it's nerve-wracking. So I was praying and praying and praying, and then this person's name came up, and I went, oh, my goodness. And there was a real excitement in my heart and my spirit, because this person is come on board to be the pastor of ministries here and to kickstart. Over the last 2 years, because of COVID, a lot of the ministries have not been in operation. But I really believe this year is going to, and already she's got me marching and got the whip out and started cracking me around. But Kyla McDonald is back. But I just want to ask her to come up and tell you where she's been, because she used to be part of here, and she's come back and she's going to come and help us get real with God. Come up. And then I'm going to get all the other people up, and then we'll pray all collectively afterwards.
Hello. Well, it's lovely to be back. I don't feel like we ever really left. We've been gone probably about 4 years now. But, yeah, we've been, my husband and I, Dave, and I, we've been working at the school. I'm one of the chaplains there. And he's a teacher, and working with Steve Lamont and just seeing God do amazing things happen in that space. And then we were working with Kalamunda on the team there, in the teaching team, and just seeing God do wonderful things there. And it was towards the end of last year that Steve Lamont, the principal of Hillside, and I were talking about what was ahead for this year. And Hillside Church wasn't on my radar at all. And it was amazing how God just did this. It's called 180 or 360? I always get that confused. 360, but just out of nowhere, Dave and I both had this sense that actually we would be partnering back with Hillside Church. And within 2 weeks, we really felt that we were going to be coming back. And I was due to catch up with Kerry about talking about the school stuff, all the new school stuff was happening. And I remember saying to the Lord, would you just have him offer me a job? And it kind of came out of nowhere and popped into my spirit. And I said, Lord, if he offers me a job, we're going to go back. And I don't think you'd planned. And it was just this conversation about, would you come back? And there was such an excitement in our spirit. And the first Sunday was the last Sunday. And it was just, I feel like coming home. It was just so beautiful. And we're just really excited about being here. Not coming back necessarily how we left. I feel like there's a new space and we're coming back into something new, and we're looking forward to discovering what that is. But before I came back, I had this picture, and I saw this big boat, and I saw all these sails on this big boat, but a lot of the sails were limp and they weren't fully expanded. And I felt God say, I'm wanting to strengthen and I'm wanting to tighten the ropes, that the sails would open up and catch the wind of the Spirit again. And I feel like part of, I guess, our mantle for coming back is to help do that, to strengthen and to tighten each of the different ministries, and not just ministries but people, to equip them to do the work that God has called them to do. And I saw just all these sails just popping open, as they caught of the wind of the Spirit. And then I saw this boat just beginning to move forward. And it's almost like the church as a whole, like the wider church, over the last 2 years, it's almost like being a duck in the water. Like their feet going and losing a lot of energy, but not really being able to move forward. And I feel like God is saying it's time to move forward. And the way that we move forward is going to be in the power of the Holy Spirit, but in love. Amen. And in unity. And we've talked about that today, but as we come together in love and unity, we will begin to move forward. And so part of our heart, Dave and I's heart, is to really see community happen. We have a real heart for community and for people to find their place and to find a family. And so we've got a heart to see that more and more happen and see more and more connections happen. So we're wanting to transform, hopefully, that space out there. Kerry and I have been kind of dreaming about what can we do to that space to create a beautiful space. So we're going to have morning tea out there this morning in the playground and really see community happen. And I know a lot of your hearts is that, and a lot of you have already come to me with awesome ideas. I know that the women really want to step up and see a space for women, and they're talking about starting up a play group and a connect group on a Friday morning here. So if you're interested in that, come and talk to me or Evie Wheeler, who is going to be heading that up. I know there's connect groups that are happening, but we would love to see more and more connect groups. Because one of my favourite parts of church is really just going deeper with other people in our walks and in our faith. And that can't always happen on a Sunday, but going deeper can happen in connect groups. So if you're not in a connect group, have a chat to Linda up the back. Linda's down the back there, yep. Or come and see me. And if you want to be involved, if you've got things on your heart, come and have a chat, because I know there's so many things in people, and I just feel like it's time to see those release. So whether you've got a heart to be on prayer ministry or prophetic or teaching or whatever it is, come and have a chat, and we'd love to see people equipped to do what God has called you to do. That's my heart.
That's exciting. I'm excited. I don't know about you guys, but thanks, Kyla. As you probably know, there's couple of years ago, Pastor Fred, he passed on the amount of the apostolic anointing on me, and because I was doing a lot of work in the city with a lot of the churches, and over the last 2 years, I just couldn't find myself doing a lot of that, only because it was this place here. It's bigger than you think, and I'll get into that soon. But we've been praying and to get a group of people around me and around the church that are going to equip and encourage and take a lot of the stuff and off me, so I can do what God's called me to do. We've got another new person. She's not new to me. I've known her for quite a few years, and I've always had my and don't take this wrong, honey. I've had my eye on her. As a person for ministry, okay, and it's Jackie Shanahan. Why don't you come up, Jackie, and share what you're doing? Whoa, man, that's a big whoa.
Hey guys, you'll be comforted to know that I have no idea what I'm doing, so just be prepared.
Yes.
my mission statement for the year is to raise up a generation who know who they are in Christ. Who live in the love of the Father and who walk in their God-given purpose. I know for myself, my teenage years were the years that I walked in the wrong direction and I got into all sorts of troubles. So my heart is so for the youth and for that age bracket specifically, because it's so important that they grasp who they are in Christ at that age, because the work that I had to do after getting saved to get back to like a sound mind was horrific, and I don't want any young person to have to go through what I had to go through. I think, you know, living in the love of the Father is it's the thing that keeps you. It's the thing that has kept me since becoming a Christian. I don't think if I had have experienced the love of the Father, I wouldn't be standing as a Christian. I wouldn't be still in church. I would have drifted back away. The last bit, knowing their God-given purpose, that all sort of just comes into play when you know who you are in Christ. When you're walking with the Lord, He begins to show you, you know, what your giftings are, what your talents are, and what He's designed you to do and be for Him. So that, I guess, all just comes together in one, and that's what I'm striving to achieve with the youth ministry. We're just sort of building at the moment, particularly because... not many people are familiar with me, so we're sort of having events where you can kind of really get to know one another and build that safe community, know what safety is, and so we can be a safe place for other people to then come and join. So yeah, that's my heart, and if there's anyone that has a real heart for young people, I'd love to chat with you and discuss, you know, where you could potentially fit in the youth ministry. So yeah, thanks guys.
That's great. Thanks, Jackie. You probably see on the screen there, there's a new logo for Hillside Youth. Jackie created that. and we love it, and that's what we're going with. So they're getting T-shirts done up with Hillside Youth, and so if you want any T-shirts, I don't know how much they are, but come and go and see Jackie if you see people walking around with them and you like it. They're going to be pretty cool, I reckon. But Jackie's also the chaplain at the school as well, along with Kyla. So they're both doing chaplain half at the school and then half over here, and that's very fluid. You know, sometimes they'll be needed at the school more than what they'll be needed here. So we've got that bridge back, and it's so good. It's so good to know that there's the pastors are in the school and there's that connection, which is great. Tobin, young adults. Tobin's been with us for a few years and seen a lot of changes and places. But this guy here, you've got to pray for this guy, Tobin and Lizzie, because they're more or less starting over again with young adults. You know, over the COVID years, we've seen people scatter, and hopefully they'll all start to come back, especially with this mask thing. The numbers are low, but this guy here, I just love him because and Lizzie, because they care for the heart, right for the heart of the individual. They don't have their favourites. They don't have their little bubble of people. They will listen to every single person, doesn't matter what background, and their heart. That's what I was going to share that with you. That's what we've seen over the years, and it's just it's a beautiful thing. And God works with one at a time, doesn't he? And I want to encourage you in that. Yeah.
Right. Now I don't need to say anything, so thank you. But no, that's true. That is our heart. We love spending time with all the young people in this church. And like Kerry mentioned, at the moment, there's not that many people, which in itself is a blessing because we can spend extra time one-on-one with people. But please be praying, because we would love to see this church filled with young people, from youth to young adults and leading into families and, you know, community. We would love to see that. But our main verse that we have on our background for young adults is Ephesians 3, 16 to 19. And it talks about the Father's love for us and renewing our strength in the Spirit and understanding who he is and his love for us. So with young adults, that's what we want to do. We want to remind them, because it's a time of discovering who you are, as you've left home maybe and you're trying to figure out what you believe. And you've got that foundation in Christ, but you're trying to figure out what it is and where you fit. So really just, yeah, continue to pray that the young adults will know the Father's love for them and understand how deep and how wide it is and how amazing it is. And that's really our heart. And, yeah, it's not just me, it's Liz as well, very much side by side. So we want to do it together, and we want to serve everyone that we can as much as the capacity that we're able to. So please, yeah, again, just be praying for our young people in every way that, you know, their heart will be directed to Jesus in everything they do.
Gee, you're a good speaker. You're a really good speaker. Who enjoyed his preach last week? Who would like to see him again? Aye. Well, we'll work on that one. That'll be great. Another person who's been in ministry for well over a lot longer than what I have, he's coming on to join the team, and you'll have a sweet surprise of this one. But this guy will bring a lot more maturity, a lot more maturity to me anyway, and accountability and everything else. He just carries that. He's a very wise guy, and I'm just really happy that God chose him to come here and to be part of this team. And I'm really glad that he listened to God and be part of this team. But David Bonanno, why don't you come up? And behave yourself. No, no, no.
God said, do it. I'm about to start a new ministry career at age 67. And that's... I'm a little bit like Jackie. If God doesn't turn up, I'm in all sorts of trouble. But I know he will. And whatever God has in store for me, for the church and my role in it, all I can say is I will covet your prayers. I know something great is about to happen. And I haven't... I want to tell you this little story, and I haven't even told the elders this. We were at an elders meeting of last month, and we're talking about a bunch of things as we do, covering the agenda. And this is going to come as a surprise to both Pastor Carey and the other elders. I thought to myself, you know, I'm excited about this church. And I love my church. Been here since 1991. And I thought to myself, you know what? If there was a role for me and it was offered to me, I'd have to seriously think about that. Within 10 minutes of me having that thought, Pastor Carey said, Kay and I have been talking. And we think you would be really perfect for this role. I trust their wisdom, but I trust my King. Please be praying for me because at my age, when I thought I was going to be retiring, God said, step up.
Amen. Thanks, Dave. So David will be helping me out with Woolridge 3 days a week, and so he'll be the actually the residents here. All right. So you've just found out something that I was going to tell the residents, but you, but David's going to be helping out. Where Catherine was, and Dave is going to be helping me out there. So I'm really excited because Dave knows a lot about Woolridge. As I said, he's been there since 91. He's been on the board at Woolridge, and he knows the goings-ons and everything else. So that's really exciting. He's also going to be doing preaching, helping out in the preaching, and with HCCO as well. So so go easy on him. I haven't told him about Thursday deliveries yet. But I rock up with my sneakers and shorts and T-shirt. I'm just, anyway, it's good fun. And we're really, really excited to have you on board, David, as we are everyone else. Okay, Kay, come on up. She probably realise this, but she's been heading up the worship team, and I just want her to share what she's got, vision of the for the worship team for 22 and beyond. And also she's the office manager and the PA, my PA. So, you know what to say?
Not really.
No, really.
Unfortunately, I missed the staff meeting on Tuesday because I was minding a grandchild, so I didn't know this was happening. Yeah. I think, you know, in my heart, I love the worship team. I love worship. I'm just going to let that hang on my earring. Maybe it's a new trend. You need to get an earring. So I work for Kerry. We've worked now together for over 13 years, and I love that he's my boss. He's the best boss I've ever had, and I have a real heart for Hillside. When my husband and I first came here in 2003, we were in a grieving place at the time. We'd lost my dad, and we came here and we both walked into the church, and we went home that day and we both said, that's the place for us. We just knew this was where we were meant to be. And that was a good confirmation for us. And I had no idea at that stage I would work here. And in fact, because I'd worked for my dad in the previous church, I said to the Lord, I'm not going to do that again. I'm not going to work for a church again. So I went out and I worked at other places and, you know, that was fine. And then the Lord spoke to me in 2008 and said, I want you to work. At that point, it was for Richard McAllister. And I'm like, but I don't want to work for the church. but the Lord changed my heart and I loved working for Richard and I love working for Kerry. And I, as I say, I love this church and I love running the worship team. If you play an instrument or sing, come and see me. There's no age limit. We are a very eclectic group of people. We've got younger ones as well as older ones, but that's what I love so much about this team. So many other churches have gone with just younger people, and that's good, but to train younger ones in, but it's good to have the wisdom of the older ones there. And so, yeah, if you want to get involved, come and see me. And I think that's about it. I also work for Woolridge, and I love that too. I've got a heart for the oldies, and I just love being part of that group. Just seeing from Stacey's level of children right up to towards the end of the road and where the Lord leads people towards the end of the road. So I love being just a little part of that, which is awesome. So, yeah, is that it?
I don't know, is that it? That's it. That's it. Thanks, Kay. You know, I get some emails sometimes saying, you know, we want more hymns, or we want more young music, or we want more praise, we want more worship, and it comes from a wide range of people. And being Hillside, having a community and a family church where we cater for people from young babies all the way through to retirees, it's a challenge sometimes, but we do the best we can and to deliver good worship and praise. And I just thank God for the worship team that we have here. You're awesome, and I mean, some weekends I'm just down here in tears, and it's what you bring. It's what you call down from heaven, which is excellent. Staff. I just want to quickly introduce you to the staff. Dorothy Castledine. Come on. Don't be shy. She's our administration and book stand-up. She's our administrator. Everyone knows who you are. You're an important, integral part of this church and have been for many years. I've worked for Dorothy for nearly 18 years now, and I think she's the best boss I've had. She brings into the atmosphere of the thing a mother atmosphere, and you can always talk to her, always get excited with her great grandchildren or whatever, and she's just a loving person. So whenever you come into the office, you'll be greeted. You'll see her. And welcome during the week. Please come into the office and have a chat. Linda. Linda's up the back there. Everyone knows Linda. You always see her when she comes in. Lovely. Well, we're going to have to get you all up here in a minute because the elders are going to pray for you. So you might slowly start walking up. Linda does connect groups, and she's also helping David out with Woolridge too now, and you'll see a lot more of her. The Woolridge residents, you'll see a lot more of her as well around the village, which is great. And what can I say, Ben and Rod, where are you, Ben, Rod? Ben, stand up over there, Rod. I call these guys the garden artists. They all the gardens on this whole property here, these two work tirelessly, and Ben's a sculptor of plants, and he's very particular. And Rod just designs, and it's just beautiful. It's a beautiful place to be, and I concur with the residents that our place is sold by our ambience in the gardens of this place, and it's a credit to both of you guys. Great having you on. And last but not least, we've got Hillside Christian College, which is a fantastic school. That Hillside, it's a ministry of Hillside here. And I'll ask Steve to come up and spruik Hillside. Steve's the same age as me. We're only about a week and a bit. We're size different, obviously. But that's the only difference. But his heart for Hillside is absolutely amazing.
I would also mention the maturity side of things as well. I think you can
see
that
yourself.
Yeah,
I'm a lot more mature, yeah.
Well, where do I start? How long have I got? Well, if everyone can start by sitting up, keeping your hands to yourself, we get started as well. Actually, in terms of the term principal, it's all very nice, but it's not that exciting. So, you know, if you go out to a public venue, I prefer the term pediatric brain surgeon or discipline master or something along those lines. It has a bit more pack to it. So, 2022, there's challenges ahead this year. We started the year with a great complication. You think you got compliance considerations in a church, you should try running a school in this particular environment with the mandates and so forth in place. It's just as long as you can imagine. So that takes up a great deal of my time. But really, all that said, and with every challenge that comes along, we focus on our vision and our mission. And that is to positively transform lives, in our case, in our school, in Jesus' name. Mm. Voila. And I said to the staff this year at our staff retreat, so we start the year with a retreat. We started on the topic of mission and a new strategic plan, which ties into that. And independent of Kerry speaking this morning, one of the things that he brought up, there's exactly that the board and myself have been praying about and coming to the same conclusion. One is stay true to your mission, stay on your mission, and unity. And I said to the staff, I'm going to bang on and on about mission and about unity, simply because it's so important, not just to the school, but to the church proper. Can I encourage you? You are a wonderful, wonderful congregation, and your mission is so, so excellent from my point of view as an outsider looking in. And I'm not an outsider as in I don't know you, but my job is to run the school. I don't run the church or anything like that. But whenever I come and I see what you're doing, I think you fight well above your weight, and I want to encourage you this year and to say what a wonderful job you're doing from my point of view. So that's my little plug. I just really think, obviously, there's things that come along all the time that you're always going to have to consider. But remember, keep your eye on the prize. Keep your eye on the prize. There's people who don't know God out there. They have no idea about who Jesus is. Plus, you've got discipleship to happen in the church, and you've got so many different things ministering through HCCO and just the general congregation needs. There's so much that the Lord requires of us. He wants us to do, and we stick to that. Our mission is Micah 6:8. He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. And I don't know about you, but if you're humble, you're merciful, and you show justice, there's enough to keep you busy, just in that alone. Interesting, the last couple of years, your COVID thing, it's been quite challenging, but I would say, in my estimation, 2021 was the most spiritually impacting year the school has ever had. And that's hard to quantify because, you know, every year has its own spiritual, heights and so forth, and great things happen. But I just think pastorally and where our kids are at and where our culture of the school is at and where it basically is inherently Christian culture in the school, and people feel that. We've got a wonderful group of people called our staff who really are a wonderful Christian community, along with our parent body, which is growing more in Christian content, but also people are coming to Christ. We've had parents baptized. We have dozens of students in the high school who indicated they want to be baptized and going through that right now. Some from Christian homes, some not from Christian homes, but have come to Christ or are being discipled. So it's mission and discipleship. So I guess what the Lord's saying to me really is just keep your eyes on the prize. Don't let the distractions worry you so much. Remember your vision and mission and keep preaching the gospel in and out of season, and let God look after the things that you can't look after as well. It's reasonably complicated. You can pray for us as a school. You can pray for individuals in the congregation. Many staff here who come to this church as well as members, but also we've got students here as well. So just keep us in prayer. Also, that bridge between the church and the school is something that I'm really excited about and that God really laid on my heart. Keep investing in our Christian intent as our primary thing for the school. That is really the bedrock. Based on the Word of God. So biblically, biblically, we stick to what God's word says. Also, just if I may, just a real quick plug. There's a lot of focus in the community about things like COVID, which I just mentioned, and stuff like that, and general things. But I don't know if you noticed the religious discrimination bill last week. If you haven't watched it, be careful, because it's all right focusing. You know, it's like having a skirmish over here, and while the skirmish is happening over here, someone steals something from the shop. That's almost what happened to Christian schools last week. There's an act called the Sex Discrimination Act, which is a national, federal act, 38.3, which allows schools, but not just schools, other Christian organisations, to teach its tenants and to not be discriminating if it teaches on matters of sexuality and gender and so forth like that. If that were taken away, it would have been the greatest that I can think of in my time in Christian education. It would have been the greatest loss to Christian schooling from a legislative point of view, and the church nearly missed it. And it came from left field, and these things often come from left field. That is vital to retain. So if you don't know anything about it, find out about it. Forget about the other stuff. If you're interested in Christian schooling, focus on that, because that's actually what we're about. That allows us to openly teach biblical principles without fear of, I'd say, prosecution. And that's really near slipped in. It was like they were giving us $5 and taking away $20. That's what would have happened. The best thing could have happened that the bill didn't pass. I got a call during the week from the Melbourne Age. He wanted to have an interview about things like that as well, which I declined, thankfully, with wisdom around me, because you'd seen what they'd done to a few Christian schools in the paper the last couple of weeks before that as well. So it's in our community. So just a little plug, if you want to pray for that too, for the school, would be great. Thanks, Kerry.
Right, thanks, Steve. Okay, I've got about 5-10 minutes to go. So all those people that we've just spoken, and volunteers, if the HCCO, those workers, and actually everyone, just stand up, please. And I'll just get the elders to pray a blessing over you. Time's running short. So if you have a couple of the elders that didn't pray before, come up and just pray for the... just for the ministries going on at Hillside, and pray a blessing. And Pastor Fred, I was praying this morning in my office, and I'd like for you to pray for the elders this morning, if you don't mind. So, yep, go. Let's go.
Earlier on when we were praying... for Stacey, I had an interesting thought, and I really felt to share it for her, and then it occurred to me just then that actually it's about us as a body. So I'm going to just say to each of you, those standing and those not, you're part of this community for a reason, and don't consider yourself to be too small. The Lord put you in here for a reason. He put you in here because he's got something for you to do, and you are important to him and important in his kingdom.
Sure.
Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. And with all the challenges that we're facing, it's very, very important that you understand, it's been said it today, the Father's love and the importance of you in your position in him. It's not about your position necessarily in the world, but your position in him. So I just want to pray into that. So Father God, I thank you that you are a good and loving and amazing Heavenly Father. That you have gone out of your way to bless us, even when we didn't deserve it. That you give us an amazing ability to come into your presence, even when we don't feel like it. Lord, I pray for each person in this room and each person who hears the sound of my voice later, because you have anointed us. You have anointed us to do wonderful things in your name. And that might involve blood and sweat and tears. That's in the natural. In the spirit, you have anointed us. And I just pray a blessing over these people in this room. That you would, Lord, cause them to see themselves as you see them. That you love them with an unbelievable, inexplicable and unchanging love. And you don't change. And what you said about any person, this is actually important. Lord God, I pray, just renew in people's hearts whatever you said to them in the past that they've forgotten. They're calling their mission in you. Cause them, I pray, Father God, to rise up again by your Holy Spirit. That we would see all the potential brought about in you to your glory. And we ask it in Jesus' name.
Amen. Just going to ask Pastor Fred to just to pray off of the elders that we keep wise and yeah.
Let's pray.
Keep true.
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you with deep gratitude in our hearts for all that you have done in this place. You know what it means to me, Lord, and I thank you for that vision that you gave to me so many years ago in Isaiah chapter 54. But I thank you that the vision is continuing. I thank you that, Lord, your servants are following through with all the revelation that you are bringing concerning that revelation. And Lord, I thank that vision. And I just pray right now that you would bring a refreshing upon each of the elders. A refreshing that will be so prominent and so powerful that they will know that they've had a touch from the Lord this morning. Oh God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let your Holy Spirit just come upon them right now, giving them assurance of their calling, giving them assurance of your presence with them, giving them the wisdom and the knowledge that they need to serve you with filial fear. Oh God, thank you. Thank you, thank you. I believe that they are receiving that anointing right now because we're asking for it and believing for it in the name of Jesus. And everybody said,
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Alan, I might get you to do a blessing afterwards, if you don't mind. Just prepare them. All right, so on your seats, quickly, we've just quickly got to go through this. We're running a bit out of time. On your seats, you might have received a little version of that, which is Getting Real with God. It's a 21-day prayer and fast. There's three principles that I really want us to really focus on. The three P's, okay, pray, pray, and pray, okay, this year. You don't have to do the 21 days in one hit. You know, if there's medical conditions that stop you from doing that, that's okay. You can do one a week. You can pray and fast for one day a week, or you can do a section of 7 days or 3 days or whatever God, you've got to pray to God and say, what do you want me to do? But I can guarantee you, you do 21 days prayer and fasting, there will be more than steak knives, okay? There is a real blessing. There is a real, true blessing. I used to think, 21 days. But and there's more out the back there too, if anyone needs any. But this is what we do. We did this last year. So in your groups, connect groups, if you want to do set out a time or do you want to do the 21 days, let us know. If anyone's going to do the 21 days, I'm starting it next week. Okay, so if you want to let me know, I can pray for you. So that's on your thing for this year, okay? So just pray. You can do it once, you can do it twice. You'll probably see a different body up here in 21 days' time, but that'll be good. You'll be able to see if I've cheated or not. But anyway, the Lord has laid on my heart a sense of urgency of understanding to who we are and what we're going, what we're doing and where we're going. Getting real with God. It's so easy to forget who we are in Christ. Yeah? It's very easy to forget who we are in Christ, especially the last 2 years in the midst of all the rah-rah. I want us all to stop and I want us all to stop, think and pray into who we really are and see what God is doing in our midst and what he is calling us to do. As it's very easy for us to lose focus and forget why and what we've been called to do. I mean, you might be sitting there and you think, well, I've got nothing to offer the church. It's nothing about that. You have. God has gifted you, every single one of you, with different gifts for the body of Christ. For God has given us a mission and a calling, and we find that out in Matthew 28, 18 and 20, where Jesus is giving his last instructions, Jesus' actual last words. Just imagine being there and hearing this. It's something you'd never forget, would it? These are Jesus Christ's last words to us. Then he came, let's read it. And then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. That's what Jesus said. Therefore, to us, therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I'm with you always to the very end of age. These are the last words of our Lord and Saviour to us, his children. My heart for Hillside is that we'll all get involved using the gifts that Lord has given to us to go, to baptize, and to teach. That's for each and every one of us. It's rather simple, really. I mean, I could come up with a great vision and we could do this and this and that and that and that, but what does God say? What's his vision? It's like Pastor Fred saying, you know, strengthen your, lengthen your tent pegs, widen. But I know for a fact that he's got a heart for discipleship, a heart for souls. And that's what will never be lost here. We will always teach that into you, that the main thing why we're here on this earth, we're here for souls, for Christ. Amen. So together we can inspire and encourage each other to ignite the truth within the community, where we'll see, witness, and salvations, deliverances, breakthroughs, healings, as we witness transformation, all in the name of Jesus Christ. Some people in today's church sadly have a consumer mentality or a customer mentality where they want to get what out of the church. They come here to get something out of the church. That's not what church was created for. Church was created for a ragtag bunch of people, and I'm looking at a bunch of people with a whole bunch of rags around their mouths right now, so you're looking pretty good. But God wants us to all have a contributor mentality, a salesman mentality, all right? Sell the gospel, not by words, not necessarily by words, by the way we act, by our actions, by the way we dress, by the way we respect each other, love one another, all right? We are family. Oh, can I go back to the slide of saying who we are? The other slide, that we're bigger than what you think. Yeah, this one here. I just want to say that these are the things that we're involved with, and I'm currently involved in quite a lot of them. But you're probably looking to see Coles and Woolworths. What are they? Well, Second Bite. They had to do with HCCO. They give us a lot of the food. Valley United Soccer Football Club. Okay, I've been involved in that for 12 years now. This church is actually the governing overseer of that club. And we actually have the new president in our midst. Mandy's the new president of the football club. So that's really exciting. Really exciting. Yeah, she's really excited too, aren't you, Mandy? You'll have a lot of people helping you. But, you know, the Shalom House, Esther Foundation. Esther, some of you may not know, but Esther now use this house every Saturday night for their church services. Okay, so we're opening up, we're broadening, we're expanding. Esther Foundation Red Frogs, we send a whole bunch of people down there for leavers each year. Adopt Nordic, that's against prostitution and trafficking that I'm involved with, and a lot of people have been involved with that. Margaret Court Outreach, WA Police even. We feed WA Police, the Forestfield. And so if you ever get, if they ever pull you up in Forestfield, just say, I go to Hillside, and they'll love you. And they'll love you. No. Pregnancy Problem House, Gideon's. We'll be hearing from Gideon's in a few weeks. They'll be coming along. Darling Range Sports College. They send their students in to just to sit and play games with the residents in the village. And they send people to come and help with HCCO as part of their program. And Adult Teen Challenge, that's a new one. I've been asked to go on the board there, and I'm praying into that at the moment. But I've had a bit to do. That's with Steve Hall. So as you see, there's a lot going on. And also in the slide backwards, you'll see Victory Life International. We're affiliated with Victory Life International. Okay, it's Pastor Margaret in a church, Pastor Margaret Court. So we're affiliated with a whole bunch of churches globally and within Australia. Okay, so it's... And we decided to do that because I love her heart. I love her heart for families. She's staunch for families. She's staunch for the Word of God. She loves this nation, and she loves the globe as well, but she really loves this nation. And she's a leader of Victory Life, and I just that's who we are. We're a family church, and we believe in the Word of God. And it's been a really good relationship that we've got. Obviously on our site here, we've got Tabor Bible College, all right? That's just over here in the old house there, and they've got the classrooms, we've got Gracie's Cafe, which you know, and we've got all the other things going on, Woolridge Country Estate, Hillside Christian College, Hillside Community Outreach. So it's big, and there's a lot of things happening, and I'm thinking probably at least one of you would be involved in something in here. And so there's something for you to get involved in to do. But anyway, closing. We need to get really with our faith. Did you know that my heart breaks when I hear that 18% of Christians actually read their Bible regularly? So if I can count out 18 people over there and the rest, it's quite amazing, isn't it? 18% of Christians read their Bible regularly. We need to get real with God, each and every one of us. I'd like to say 100% of Hillside people read their Bible regularly. And if you need a hand with that, see Kyla. We've got an app that we can send to you with thousands and thousands of different Bible studies. And it's a great app, and I can send it to you for free. How's that? So keep that in your head. All right. But before we need to get real with God, we need to understand what has happened to us individually. We need to embrace God's love, His rescue of love. We need to embrace it. We need to understand what God has actually done for us. And I've got a Bible passage that I'm just going to finish off with that I believe covers all this. But we need to understand God's rescue love that He's given us, each and every one of you. And let's read it. Colossians 1 to 11, 14. It says, we also pray, as Paul's saying, we also pray that you will be strengthened with all His glorious power, so you will have all the endurance and patience you need. May you be filled with joy, always thanking the Father. He has enabled you to share in the inheritance that belongs to His people who live in the light. That's you. We live in the light. For He has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of His dear Son, who purchased our freedom and forgave our sins. Hallelujah. Christ is the invisible image of the invisible God. He existed before anything was created and is supreme over all creation. For through Him, God created everything in the heavenly realms and on earth. He made the things that we can see and the things that we can't see, such as thrones, kingdoms, rulers, authorities, and the unseen world. Everything was created through Him and for Him. He existed before anything else, and He holds all creation together. Christ is also the head of the church, which is His body. His body. He is the beginning, supreme over all who rise from the dead. So He is first in everything. God in His fullness was pleased to live in Christ, and through Him God reconciled everything to Himself. He made peace with everything in heaven and on earth by means of Christ's blood on the cross. This includes you, who were once far away from God. You were His enemies, separated from Him by your evil thoughts and actions. Yet now he has reconciled you to himself through the death of Christ in his physical body. As a result, he has brought you into his own presence, and you are holy and blameless as you stand before him without a single fault. But you must continue to believe this truth and stand firmly in it. Don't drift away from the assurance you've received when you heard the good news. The good news has been preached all over the world, and I, Paul, have been appointed as God's servant to proclaim it. I am glad when I suffer for you in my body, for I am participating in the sufferings of Christ that continue for his body, the church. God has given me the responsibility of serving his church by proclaiming his entire message to you. This message was kept secret for centuries and generations past, but now it has been revealed to God's people, for God wanted them to know that the riches and the glory of Jesus Christ are for you Gentiles too. And this is the secret. Jesus Christ lives in you. This gives you assurance of sharing his glory. So tell others about Jesus Christ, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all the wisdom God has given us. We want to present them to God, perfect in their relationship to Christ. That's why I work and struggle so hard, depending on Christ's mighty power that works in me. Church, our mission is in love. We bring hope to the world through faith in Jesus' name. And that's plain and simple. That's the vision and the mission of Hillside Church. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord, for your word. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for our forefathers that have paved the way, that have put foundations in place over the years. Heavenly Father, help us never to forget the original vision. Lord, to the seed that was this place was grown from. Lord, I pray for the leadership of this church. As we've prayed before, Lord, we just pray for wisdom. Lord, I pray for the people of this church. I pray for love and unity and grace. And Lord, I just pray, Lord, that this will continue to be a strong family church in the midst of what's going on in this world. Lord, that this will be a safe place, a place where people can come and be nourished and be fed the word of God, fed food, be loved upon, continue to be taught. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the retirement village, Woolridge Country Estate. We thank you for the high school and the primary school. We thank you for the Tabor College that's on here. Thank you for for Gracie's Cafe. Lord, it's our responsibility. You've given this us. You've blessed us, this land. Lord, it's a privilege to be here. And we know, the Lord, that everyone that steps foot, everyone from the community, Lord, that does not yet know you, Lord, that they're our responsibility to show love and grace and mercy. But most of all, Lord, to point them towards you, Jesus Christ, Lord and Saviour. Heavenly Father, I lift up 2022. And I just pray, Lord, for all the ministries. I pray for all households, families that are here. I pray a blessing upon them. And, Lord, I'm going to hand over to my brother Alan right now, Lord, just to pray that last blessing. But, Lord, I thank you. I'm expectant, Lord, for 2022. And, Lord, we just lay everything down before you for this year. And, Lord, we just pray, Lord, that your church will grow in your time. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Alan, you just want to sign off with a blessing? Alan's one of our elders that you've met. He's here every morning in prayer and he loves blessing people.
Heavenly Father, I declare over this body, over Hillside Church campus, your love, your blessing, your richness, your healing. I declare all of the fruit of your Holy Spirit over this body. The gifts of the Holy Spirit, we may be empowered and take the authority that you give to each one of us. I bless everyone that's here this day and those that are not. Every parent, I declare over you wisdom with your children. I declare over each that your family units may be strong and wholesome, and that as you declare and use the word of God within your families, that your name will, or God's name will be exalted. I bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, church, that brings a closure to if that last passage of Colossians chapter 1, meditate on it, look over it. If you've come here for the first time this morning and you want to know more about Jesus Christ, my Lord and Saviour, please come and see me. I'd love to talk to you more.